Welcome to Shomar Show on the Daf. Share sponsor Lui Nishmas, Aaron Yaakov Shom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Beit So Daf Tzayin. This is the Daf of Yom Kippur, and the Gemara of this Daf starts with the words that relate to Yom Kippur. The Gemara tells us, "Kol mizoynus shel adam k'tzuvim lo yimrish hashana ve'ad Yom Kippur." All the mizoynus, all the parnasa that person has throughout his year, every food that he needs, it's all being set between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's the girsa that we have. And although the Bach brings other girsas that say from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, which really means on Rosh Hashanah, the girsa of our Gemara, as many Rishonim say, is between Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. That's when the entire year is set. And here, it's a good place to bring in the Vilna Gaon, because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah seems to bring a contradiction. On one hand, it says, in the Gemara of the Tzayin, that there's Shloisha Sfarim Niftochim. In Rosh Hashanah, there's three books that are open. Tzadikim Nichtovim Nichtovim Le'alter. Tzadikim right away written and signed on Rosh Hashanah. Rishayim also written and signed on Rosh Hashanah. But Beinonim, they are Tluim Ve'oindim. They are hanging near Rosh Hashanah behind Yom Kippur. Zochor nichtovim lechaim, lezochor nichtovim lemiso, they are standing on these 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The mashmos of the Gemara is really that the whole 10 days, Aser Yom Kippur, it really only is for Beinonim, because Tzadikim and Rishayim already finished in Rosh Hashanah. The problem is, first of all, that doesn't make sense, that Aser Yom Kippur does not relate to Tzadikim and Rishayim at all. Second, as the Vilna Gaon points out, the Gemara that earlier in the Daf says Adam nidum Rosh Hashanah v'gzar din shaloi nichtam Yom Kippur. A person is judged on Rosh Hashanah and signed in Yom Kippur. It sounds that relates to everybody. So how do you put these two things together? What is the 10 days that we have? So says the Vilna Gaon, a big fundamental idea, he says that there's two dinim, there's two judgments. There's one judgment which has to do with Olam Haba. What a person deserves in Olam Haba. And every year when Rosh Hashanah comes, Shlosh Esorim Niftachim, the Tzadikim right away written for the Olam Haba portion, the Rishayim right away written for the Olam Haba portion that affects that year, and Beinonim, they have 10 days until they get to Yom Kippur. But then there's a din on Olam Hazeh. The din on Olam Hazeh is when you judge a person for what's going to happen in this world this year. And that everybody's equal, says the Goyim. Tzadikim, Beinonim, Rishayim, they all take 10 days until they signed. It starts Rosh Hashanah, it takes 10 days Yom Kippurim. That's the series of Tshuva, the judgment that belongs to this world, to Olam Hazeh. And this fits very much with our Gemara, with our Girsa. Because our Gemara is talking about Mizunai Social Adam, the food of Adam. The food of Adam, that's something which is Olam Hazeh. That goes from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippurim. And now the Rabbi, the Gemara says, there's some things which are excluded from that. The things that belong to the Olam Habadik part. That's Shabbos, Yom Tev, what he teaches his children, Torah. That's not part of this judgment. The judgment that goes from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur takes 10 days. For every person, Tzadik, Beinoni, Rasha. That is the din of Olam Hazeh, the din of the Mizoinus, of the Parnasa of this specific world. Here, Olam Hazeh. Obviously, this needs more explanation, because what is the two different dinim, two different judgments, and are they related to each other? They connect to each other. So on this, there's a lot more to talk about, and I wrote on this a very long mimer that I'm sending here to the WhatsApp and email groups for anyone who wants to read it throughout Yom Kippur, going on to explain the shita of the Vilna Gaon and the din of Rosh Hashanah and the din of Yom Kippur. Gemar chasim atoiva to all the listeners, we should be zoiche to a slicha, mechilo, and kapara. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.